Barack Obama isn't the first president to tackle big issues in a commencement speech.
I have therefore chosen this time and place to discuss a topic on which ignorance too often abounds, and the truth too rarely perceived, and that is the most important topic on earth, peace.
John F. Kennedy, arguing for a nuclear test ban at the American University graduation in 1963. That speech also included this famous line.
For in the final analysis, our most basic common link is that we all inhabit this small planet. We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures. And we are all mortal.
Gerhard Peters has collected a lot of these speeches at the University of California's American Presidency Project. He says just about every president starts with the compulsory advice and congratulations to the graduates.
But after that, a presidential commencement address is usually an opportunity for a president to articulate a broad theme. In the case of John F. Kennedy, this was an opportunity to stop in its tracks the acceleration of the arms race.
2 years later, Kennedy's successor Lyndon Johnson spoke at Howard University, a historically black school here in Washington, D.C. He chose that audience to lay out his vision of the Great Society.
Freedom is the right to share. Share fully and equally in American society.
And after September 11th, George W. Bush used his commencement speech at West Point to help define the Bush Doctrine.
If we wait for threats to fully materialize, we will have waited too long.
Presidential scholar Gerhard Peters says Jimmy Carter's 1977 speech, also at Notre Dame, backfired on him.
We are now free of that inordinate fear of communism.
He certainly lived to regret those words just a little over 2 years later when the Soviet Union invaded Afghanistan.
Now, short of having a president speak, it can be tough to get the attention of the graduates. Admit it, do you remember a single word your commencement speaker said?